What's up, everyone? We are on the bottom of page 35. Moving on, page 36. I'm in Kuf Lamed. Hey, we read through Sefer Aleph. Let's see a couple of important Mishnah Berurahs over here. The Chaver said, "Yesh Mishomer Shem Kara Chazan Kohen Olevi Veinasham Lo Yikra LaAcher B'Shem Mishum Begamel Shel Rishon." If you call up a Kohen Olevi and they are not there, you call up the Kohen Olevi. They were there at the beginning, and now they left, and you didn't know. They called them up. They're not there. You call up another person in their place, but a different Kohen or a different Levi in their place. But you do not mention them by name because we're afraid they're going to think that the reason why the first person you can call up is because they had a pagam. And therefore we show that by not calling up the second person by name, that that's not the reason. The Mishnah Berurah points out, we've got Lam Ches Kohen Levi of Yisrael. If this happens in Shlishi through Shvi, if it happens to Yisrael, if Karo Veinu Shami, he's not there, Yachol Ukos Achar B'Shmo, there's no problem of calling another person by name. To be Yisrael, lo Shayach Pagama, there's no Pagama by Yisrael. Dafilu Mamzer Mutalo Asr Torah, because even by a Mamzer, he's allowed to get Aliyah LaTorah, so that's the worst case scenario. And therefore, there's no reason why not to call Yisrael by name. If he's not there, says the Mishnah Berurah Veinu Sham, he's also Kohen Mitpalel. But if the Kohen that they called up, the reason why he called up, not because he's not in Shul, but he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Or the Levi's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and that's why he's not that's why he's not coming up. Over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mutar Likros Achar B'Shem. In this case, you call up the second Kohen or Levi B'Shem, that Kol Ruin, Shebi Shvil Sheini Yachol Ahasik, B'Tfila, and Ola. Everyone sees that Reuben ben Shimon HaKohen, the reason why he's not coming up, is because he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not because he's not a Pekam. There's nothing wrong with him. He's just in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's why he's not coming up. You can call up the second Kohen or the second Levi B'Shem. Shabro Mishum Pegamo. What's the begamu here? The Yizru should know the betoch kashu pagam. They're afraid that after they called them up, someone came up to the gabe and told them that there was something wrong with that coin, and therefore they called up another coin. The katva achoni to be called makom bino mutterly kros b'shem. If you call up his son instead, then you can call up the son in his place. Why? Dim isa shu pagam apinog pagam. There's a problem with the father, his kahuna. Then there will be a problem with the son also. The fact that you call up the son shows you that the father's fine also. Therefore, you can call up the son by name in this case. Okay, we spoke out the Ramah last time that if the Gabbai, the Chazan, is a Kohen, you can call up another Kohen by name because the fact that they're out there of the Bima doesn't mean that they have to get the Kohen Aliyah. Yud Beis. Here we get to the case where you have a family Simcha of Kohanim, and therefore they're the only ones in the Shul. What do you do with all the Aliyahs? So we're talking about an Ir Shekula Kohanim. You have a city full of Kohanim. So it's like this. There's three different possibilities. Says the Mechaber, Im Yesh Yisrael Echad Beinehem. If something happens and one of the sons-in-laws is a Yisrael, let's say, and therefore there's one Yisrael amongst a bunch of Kohanim, so what do you do? So in this case, Oto Yisrael Kora Rishon. The Yisrael then is going to get Rishon, and he's going to get the Kohen Aliyah. Minei Darkei Sholem. In order that all the Kohanim don't fight, who should be the one who's going to get the Kohen Aliyah? Therefore, since there's only one Yisrael, there's no fighting. He's the one. He's the Yachid over here. We give the Yisrael the first Aliyah in this case. Interesting. Okay, that's what's going to be when there's one Yisrael and the rest are Kohanim. Okay, that's scenario number one. Okay, the Kol She'ein Vayim Yisrael Kidei Sipukam. Okay, El She'ein Yisrael Yisham Yisrael Klal. If there is not any, not Yisrael Kidei Sipukam, which means there is more than one Yisrael, but there's less than to fill in all the other Aliyahs. Okay, let's say there's two, three, four Yisraels, but there's not. So what do you do in this case? Or a case where there is no Yisrael at all, there's only Kohanim. Kori, Kohen, Achar Kohen. In this case, even though we said literally on, we never call Kohen, Achar Kohen, in this case, we will call Kohen, Achar Kohen. Why? Shein Sham, Yishum Pagam. Because there's no problem in Pagam in this case. Shako Yodim, Shein Sham, Elo Kohanim. Everyone says there's only Kohanim, there's nothing else to do, and therefore, they could go ahead and call Kohen, Achar Kohen. What did Meir Shekula Levium? The same thing if there's all a minion of all Levium. Okay? All Levium. The Nevin Sauls and the Venus go right together, and they're all Levium in there, so you go Levi after Levi. Okay, Levi after Levi in that case, because there's nothing else to go ahead and do in this case. Okay, fine. Now, but there's two differences in the case where there's not Kidei Sipukam, and there's no Yisraels. If there's no Yisraelim, obviously then the case would be coin. Okay, there's nothing else to do. What do you do if there's two, three, four Yisraelim? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sifkatan Mem Dalid, I think. Simkon Mem Dalid says the Mishnah Berurah, "Im Yesh Shnei Yisraelim, the Kol Shekein Yot." If there's two Yisraelim or more, who be Chal Mashikatav Shulchan Aruch Achar Kashim Bam Yisrael Chidei Sibukam. That means that's the case of the Mechaber is talking about. There's not enough. Val Kain Yikra Kohen Betchila. The Kohen's going to get the first Aliyah. V'gam yikra ha-kohen makom levi. There's no levi. The same kohen is going to get the levi aliyah, like we learned earlier on. If there's no levi, the same kohen gets called up for the second aliyah. V'achar kach yikru ha-yisraelim. Then you call the 2, 3, 4 Yisraelim in order. Okay? V'yetar aliyos. Whatever's left over after that, yashlimu b'kohanim. You'll be mashlim with the kohanim. Fine. V'imyei shnei levim u'shnei Yisraelim. If you have 2 levim and then and 2 Yisraelim, and the rest are kohanim, then you go like this, like we learn our line also. B'shas t'chak, we rely on the shittas mechaber. This would be shas t'chak. Kori kohen levi Yisrael. V'agar kach, oh, kohen levi Yisrael. And then you're going to call the kohen. You'll do kohen levi Yisrael. Kohen levi Yisrael. And then you would do another kohen in that case. So that's an interesting case over here. When you have in ear, shikulo kohanim, what you do in this case. Yud Gimel. We'll talk about it a different time. There's actually a sheet over here. The Rabbein Yerucham says, Ir Shekulo Kohanim. You call up women to the Torah. Okay, we'll talk maybe that about a different time. Let's go on with this. Yud Gimel. Im Katan Kari Batorah B'Tzibur. Okay, the Katan reads the Torah in the Tzibur B'Simon Reish Pei Beis. Look in Simon Reish Pei Beis. That's where it talks about Katanim reading in the Tzibur. We don't allow Katanim to read in the Tzibur except for the Aliyah Mafter. And the Aftora, those are the only things that a Katan could do nowadays. Other than that, they do not do anything. They cannot read from the Torah, they cannot get Aliyahs. Some hold that it's B'chas Torah also. Fine. Im ain't Kohen el Asuma. Oh, she'enu baki b'simen kulavates. If there's the only Kohen is someone who's blind, who can't read from the Torah, we'll assume that and see that in a few simanim in Simon Kuflamites. We'll talk about a case where either someone's blind, they can't read, or they just simply can't read. Are they allowed to get an Aliyah to the Torah? We'll get to that in Simon Kuflamites Bezrat Hashem. You have some Jews who were thrown into jail. Okay, whether they deserve it or not, that doesn't matter over here. There's Jews in jail. Okay? Ein mevi'in etzlam sefer Torah, shafilu b'rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kippurim. You're not allowed to bring a sefer Torah to them, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This has nothing to do with the fact that they're in jail, they did something wrong, okay, even if they didn't do anything wrong. Nevertheless, we don't, not covered for the sefer Torah, to bring the sefer Torah to them. That's the sheet of the Mechaber, and it sounds like, according to the Mechaber, even if they're honest, at the time of the pogroms and stuff like that, where they threw Jews in jail for no reason, you still cannot go ahead and bring a Sefer Torah to the jail. Says the Rav Ramah, Vahinu Davka Bishasa Kriya Luvat. That's only at the time to bring a Sefer Torah just for Kriyasa Torah. That would be problematic. To bring the Sefer Torah just for Kriyasa Torah and then bring it back, that's no good. Avoy Mechinin Lo Sefer Torah Yomu Yomayim Kodem Mutter. If you have a place to put the Sefer Torah, a makom mechubad, to put the Sefer Torah, and you prepare it a day or two beforehand, then you could bring the Sefer Torah there, and then it's going to be mutter. This is really introducing the whole concept of bring Sefer Torah from one place to another place. You want to travel with the Sefer Torah and things like that. When is it mutter, and when is it asr? This is the makor over here, the machaber over here, clearly paskins, that you don't just bring a Sefer Torah to another place. Says though the Ramah, that's only if you're just bringing it for Kriyas Torah. If you have a place, Mechubad, to put the Sefer Torah, then it's going to be Mutter. Says the Mishra Brulak inside Memtes, Yomu Yomayin Kodem, V'achronim Eskimo, Do Adinim Hechin Makom the Sefer Torah Ba'oto Yom. Even if it's on that day, if they prepare a place for the Sefer Torah, Shi Munach Sham Yomu Yomayin to Shabbat, even if they bring in the day of Kriyas Torah, but it's going to be there for a day or two, U'bilvad Shi'inicha Sham Makom Shehechin Kodem Zvana Kriya. As long as you prepare a place from beforehand. Okay, ubishasi akriya yotziena viyikra ba, and then when it's time for kriyas Torah, you do vihimitzil aron, and they take out the sefer Torah. Viachar kach kriyas rino l'sham. Das a mikker shevaso to litzor kriya levad. The only problem is if it just looks like you just brought it for kriyas Torah, that's the problem. But if they prepare it ahead of time, then it's going to be fine, and they put it in a mechubad place. So that's the psak over here. Just the Ramah also adds. If he's an Adam Choshev, if the person is an Adam Choshev, b'chol inyan shari. If the person in jail is an Adam Choshev, then you could bring the Sefer Torah to him, because that's not a lack of cover for the Sefer Torah, because you're bringing it for Adam Choshev. What's an Adam Choshev? Okay, says the Gra, brought down over here in the Bir Halacha, Divrei Ma'asel Ein Mevi'in. Sorry, Divrei Ma'asel Vim Avimu Adam Choshev. He's the Ayim Mishmura v'mashikot Havnu. Did Davka Adam Choshev b'Torah v'umi Agra b'Shum b'Shuvis b'Amar Padava. We're just talking about a Talmud Chacham over. We're not talking about someone who is an Adam Michubad in the community. It doesn't matter. That's not gonna allow us to bring him a Sefer Torah. Only someone who is an Adam Chashav in Torah, that's someone we could bring the Sefer Torah to, a Sefer Torah to him. Okay, the Mishnah Brurah, Sifkat Nun Pod Tazera also wrote a Lomar Gadol Torah. The Adarava, HaTorah mitaleis al-yidei anoshim gedolim, v'lazilzul atzla. It's not a zilzul to bring the Sefer Torah to the Adam Chashav. It's a covenant for the Torah to bring the Sefer Torah to them. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. Okay, so that is the case over here. Now, probably people have heard that, oh, there's a thing that you need to have three Kriyas HaTorahs in order to bring a Sefer Torah to a place. Okay? That does not seem to be any Makor over here in the Mechaber and the Ramah. And actually, Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that there is no Makor. That is not, there's no real Makor for this. And therefore, you don't need to follow, there's no such thing as waiting 3 days, three Kriyas HaTorahs in order to bring a Sefer Torah to a place. As long as you follow the parameters over here, you have a Makom Mechubad, you have these traveling Arons, a little Sefer Torah, they go from Beis Avol to Beis Avol, things like this, that'll be totally fine. You have a Makom to put the Sefer Torah on. Even if it's for a day or two, that's going to be fine. You don't have to have three Kriyas HaTorahs from it. That's the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Okay, there is the Makor though. The Makor is much, much later. Rosh Shlomo Zalman means there's no earlier Makor. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions this Minah. The Aruch HaShulchan brought over here in our Simin, he mentions, I don't know exactly the Makor, it is Aruch HaShulchan Lamed Beis. Os Lamed Beis over here in our Simin, the Aruch HaShulchan says that you have to have three Kriyas HaTorahs. The Rivavos Ephraim, the great Ephraim Greenblatt, from Memphis, the great Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, he writes, since that's the minhag, one should follow this minhag like the Aruch HaShulchan says, and only if you have it three, so if you hear someone saying, you need to read it three times, that's the Makor. However, Rosh Hashanah Zalman did not hold to this. Rosh Hashanah Zalman held that, he actually writes another place, there's three places that there's a number three, that there is no minhagas. One of the other ones is that you need, three fasts before a bar mitzvah, no Makor. Okay, no Makor of fasting three fasts before a kid's bar mitzvah. That's the other one. And I forget the third one. He brings on third place with the number three, where he says there's no Makor for such a thing. Okay, so also over here, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, you can go ahead and do this. Now, says the Bir Halacha over here, in terms of back to the guys in jail, okay, you have these people in jail, what are we talking about over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry, says the Bir Halacha. I'm going to skip down towards the bottom of the page, bottom of the Bir Halacha, about 7 lines before the end of the Bir Halacha, Din Rasel Ein Mevin. It says, Uledina Nira, Da'afilu HaMordechai Da'osra Afilu Banas. Even according to the Machmer Shita, the Mordechai who holds, even if the Jew is thrown into jail because he's an Anus, okay, he didn't do anything wrong, and the guy threw him into jail for no reason. Einu Mayrikim B'Yechidim HaChavushim. We're only talking about it's also going to bring a Sefer Torah for a Yachid. Okay, if one, two Jews were thrown into jail, and now they want to bring a meeting to them, and bring a Sefer Torah to them. That's what he's talking about, is going to be Asr. Because the reason is, because they don't have a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, as we learned earlier on, because there's only a Chiyuv on the Tzibur, not on the Yachid. Okay? But if there's already a minion, there's a minion of Jews that are in jail. Okay, and they're honest in jail. Cave in the Chaliyim Chovas Kriya, since they have a Chova to hear Kriyas HaTorah, they do not have the ability to go out of jail and go to the Sefer Torah. In that case, says the Bir Halacha, Gama Mordechai Moda, even the Machmer Shita that holds onus is not going to be Motor, even the Mordechai would be Moda in this case, that Tzarech Lahavi Lahem, Sefer Torah, Likros, but you have to bring a Sefer Torah to them. And therefore, fortunately, nowadays you have jails that have minyanim of from Jews in it. According to this, even though they're not necessarily why they're in jail is not because they're going to throw them into jail. Unless you have a minion there, they have a chiyuv of kriyas haTorah like anyone else. Once they have a minion, therefore you'll be allowed to bring a sefer Torah to them. According to this, according to the maskana over here in the Bir Halacha, Shem Mirsayim over here, our first simon over here in kriyas haTorah, simon kuf lamed hey. Start doing chazaras. We'll continue next week with Kuf Lamed Vav. I can for today.